Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, thanks again for being here with us. Another pod. Make sure you rate and comment and share. I guess it's doing well, and we appreciate that. The sharing helps, the rating helps, and comment. Send us a message through the Matt and Ramona Facebook page if you'd like. The big news on the show is that Ramona's mom, Wheezy, who has been on the show as a member for many years.
Right.
Until dementia took its evil hold.
Well, also, we had some new bosses who forced me to fire her.
Oh, yeah, that was in there somewhere.
If we're brutally honest.
I forgot about that.
We had a boss along the way who said, yeah, no, not anymore.
Yeah, there's always these bosses that come in and say, think they know what's going on.
Yeah.
And we outlive them all. So it'll happen again. But regardless, it'll happen again. People would say, you know what?
So many feelings tied up in this because I realized probably back in, early 2015 that the same dementia that took my grandfather was taking my mom. And ever since that time, we have been all in with the meds and the living caregivers and the home health aides. And it finally got to the point where I realized after finding my mom on the bathroom floor twice in 1 week that her 24-hour care was bigger than what I could provide at home. Mm-hmm. So thanks to a very special client, Blue Dot Cares, I found a place for mom. And I'm just going to give you some of the background because I believe this story is super incredible. When Blue Dot told me about this one particular care home, and a care home is for 6 residents or fewer, a family care home. When Blue Dot told me about it, I sat out front because I knew it was in my price range, and I also knew it was close enough to my house that I could get there anytime I wanted very quickly. So I sat outside and I prayed it would be an okay spot for mom. I walk in and I'm taking the tour and I meet this little old lady who's a resident. And she says to the manager giving me the tour, am I going to get a new roommate? And the manager said, oh, you're going to get a new roommate very soon, Donna. And she said, oh, I hope I'm a good roommate. And I turned to her and I said, ma'am, you're going to be a good roommate.
Right.
Because most people say, I hope I get a good roommate, but you have the attitude of, I want to be a good roommate, so I know you will be. So I walk inside with the manager to continue the tour, and this little old lady follows me inside. And she says, oh, you're so pretty, and you look so familiar. This woman's like 90. I'm thinking, I know what's happening here. Who's going to be? Oprah? Michelle Obama? I just figured it was going to be any...
Lola Falana?
Any black woman between the ages of like 30 and 70.
Yeah.
I was not expecting her to say, you look just like Ramona from 107.9.
Woo!
And I'm like, whoa, are you a plant? Like, do they have this little old lady like show up at the various care homes to sell people?
Because what are the odds?
What are the odds? And I said, actually, I am Ramona from 107.9. She goes, oh, are you going to come and live here? And I said, ma'am, no, I'm not going to come to live here, but my mom might. And she said, you mean your mom, the retired teacher who used to be on the radio?
The memory was tight with that.
And I was like, yeah, her name is Wheezy. And then she grabbed my arm and she said, if your mom Wheezy comes here, I'll take such good care of her. She'll never be lonely. She'll never want for anything. I'll take care of her every single day. You don't have to worry about anything. And I start crying.
Yeah,
because I had been sitting out in front of this place for 10 minutes before I walked in, praying that it would be okay. And there would be a sign that would tell me that this would be an okay place to leave my best friend. Okay?
Right, yeah.
So I'm still all up in my head. Despite that, I'm still all up in my head. And Friday I took off work because I was going to take some stuff up to the care home because I wanted to set her room up there like it looked at home so she would feel very comfortable. I had the option of using their furniture or bringing my own. So Friday, I started taking mom's stuff up there. I'm dropping the stuff off. I had procrastinated all day until the very last minute. And as I was leaving, here comes Miss Donna. She had forgotten her walker, so she's toddling over to me.
Toddling.
Oh, my gosh, you're back. Can I help you carry some things in from the car? No, thank you, ma'am. Go get your walker, by the way.
Carrying's not a thing for you.
Yeah,
right
don't worry. I got it. And so she said, I bet you've been all up in your head all day, haven't you?
Jeez, this one is amazing.
I have. I really have. And she said, I told you I was going to be here and that I would take good care of your mom. It's going to be okay. This is a very good place. It's going to be okay.
Amazing.
So once again, I'm like, I don't know how this 90-year-old who I think has some mild dementia is ministering to me like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now it's day of. And, you know, I went through all the preparations. I got the room set up. I purchased a stuffed animal that looked like my dog because the separation anxiety between mom and the 16-year-old poodle I thought was going to take me out of the game. Like, oh, my God,
yes,
what's going to happen?
Way in that one.
She's been with this dog every day, and he follows her around the house all the time. What's going to happen here? So we start moving stuff out. I'd rented a truck, and some friends were helping me move her stuff. Mom didn't say a word about her stuff leaving the house.
Like it was not even happening.
Not like it wasn't even happening. And we drive the truck up. I get her bed set up and made up. And then I go back home and I say, Mom, do you want to go out to dinner? Because my friend and I were going to take her out to dinner and then we were going to go over to the care home. And she goes, no, I don't want to go out to dinner. You want to go out for ice cream? Okay, I'll go out for ice cream. Because my mom, the diabetic, can be bribed with anything sweet. So we go out to dinner. And then we go to the care home, and I walk mom in, and I show her the room, and I said, isn't this beautiful? And she said, yes, it is very beautiful. And then here comes little Donna on her
walker. Touched by an angel?
What?
Like...
So she comes over, and she goes, oh, you're here. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for you. And mom is just beaming. She was like, Wheezy. Oh, can I call you Wheezy?
Oh, geez.
I don't even know what to call you. I loved hearing you on the radio. I'm so excited that you're here. Mom said, you can call me Wheezy. And she hugged mom and she said, you're going to love it here. I'm going to be your best friend. And I'll take care of you. And if you get lonely, even if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you can come to my room or I'll come to your room and I'll just sit with you and I'll make sure everything's okay.
Amazing.
And then she turns to me and she says, you know it's going to be okay. I told you it was going to be okay. Our caregiver, Gloria, she takes wonderful care of us. It's going to be okay, yeah. Ramona. It's going to be okay.
Insane.
So she gives us a tour. Little Donna shows us her room. She takes us to the kitchen and says, look how pristine it is. It's always this clean.
And your mom's a germ freak.
And you know I'm a germ freak.
Yeah.
Mom looks over and she sees some chocolate donuts on the counter. And she goes, ooh! Donna says, we already had dessert, but you can have some. I get mom a half a donut. I sit her down at the table. She and Donna start talking. Well, mainly Donna's doing most of the talking because my mom really isn't very verbal anymore.
And plus she's stuffing her face with the donut.
And she's also very much into her donut. And I left because a caregiver friend of mine who's got a degree in elder care and she works with people with dementia. I'd asked her what I should say to mom because I'd made up all these lies on why she was there to make her feel comfortable. You're at a retreat. It's a women's retreat for the United Methodist Church. And she said, no words. There's no need for a speech. She's not going to remember that.
Mm.
No words. Your mom knows that you love her.
Mm.
I left. Was up all night waiting for them to call to say, come pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not going to stay here. No call. I go by the next day. I walk in. She's like, hi. Like, hey, look at you. She'd just gotten her nails done. Donna had gotten her nails done. They were having a good time together. Once again, when it was time for me to leave, all up in my feelings because there had been so many tears on my part because I did not think it would go well. And when it was time for me to leave, she said, well, where are you going? I said, oh, I'm going to go home and wash my hair. And then I got some errands to run. And she said, okay.
and all these weeks and months of thinking
all
that she was going to.
All these weeks of mental torture where I thought that this was going to be the worst thing ever. My mom loves it.
Yes, that is amazing. I'm so happy for you. That is just...
And my own little personal angel is a retired nurse who lives at the care home who is now my mom's favorite housemate.
It was a game changer, that woman.
Yes.
Indeed.
And the fact...
For me and for mom.
All the things that were going through your mind of her fighting or kicking or crying or whatever.
Being mad and, you know, I'm a kid who was raised to please mom. And the thought of doing something not pleasing to her was breaking my heart, but...
Not to mention that she hasn't even asked about the dog, really, to you, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, but fake Henri is in the room with an Ohio State collar on.
Fake Henri is hanging in there. That is an amazing, great, great story. After hearing this, if you want to check out, it'll be done by the time you hear the podcast, but the recovery room... You can find the recorded one on Ramona Holloway Facebook page.
Use hashtag recovery mode and you can find all of the videos.
There you go. We'll let this podcast just lay with that one. That's a perfect way to do it. We hope you share and we hope you comment and we hope you reach out to us on the Matt Ramona Facebook page.